The Rhode Island State Archives are housed in a building at 337 Westminster Street in Providence at the corner of Westminster and Snow. I go in the front door and meet my guide for this tour.
My name is Gwen Stern. I'm the State Archivist of Rhode Island, and I'm pleased to welcome you here to the State Archives. As you might imagine, our records are 99% government records, which may tend to be a bit dry. So summertime, we lighten it up and have a little fun. So this exhibit was put together by our reference archivist, and it's called Historic Odds, Ends, and Curiosities. So that might give you a little taste of what you might find.
So where should we start?
Well, I'll show you a few of them.
Our first stop is a flat, glass-topped display case holding metal printing plates and an assortment of paper money.
So Rhode Island has a rather notorious reputation for being a little bit freewheeling, shall we say. And there is a history of counterfeiting in Rhode Island. And so we have some counterfeit bills here.
I see you have a counterfeit banknote from 1796 here. So the counterfeiters were in operation right away. Huh?
They were entrepreneurs of their day. And they didn't mess around. That's it. There's a $10 banknote from 1796.
Which would have been a lot of money.
Enormous amount of money.
Another display case takes us from the criminal to the somewhat ghoulish as we gaze upon the death certificate of Providence's famous horror writer, H.P. Lovecraft.
It gives his address and his full name, which actually was Howard Phillips, although we all know him as H.P. Tells about his parents and where he was born, shows the cause of death. We won't read that because it's not something that...
A little too gruesome even for H.P.?
Just a little bit. We also have the death record here of someone who was resident in Rhode Island but died on the Titanic.
Up next, from the bottom of the sea, we go to outer space. State Archivist Gwen Stern points out the artifact that has come from the most distant place.
A fragment of the moon and also the state flag. The flag was taken up in the Apollo 17th mission in 1972, and the rock was brought back, and these were presented to each of the states with their state flag and a encased piece of moon rock.
On one wall of the exhibit hangs the image of the original 1895 drawing of the planned state house by the architects McKim, Mead, and White. It shows the familiar state house dome with an unfamiliar figure on top of it. It's not the independent man. Gwen Stern explains that the architects came up with their own figure as a placeholder for the eventual statue.
It's a woman in classical Greek robe, faceless woman, but she does have the anchor in her hand, so they did get that important element in the wheat sheaf.
So technically, there was an independent woman before there was an independent man.
The State Archives operation is part of the Secretary of State's office. As we're finishing the tour, Secretary of State Nelly Gorbea arrives on the scene, clearly proud of the exhibit and wanting to encourage people to come see it. I take the opportunity to ask her about the possibility of moving the archives to a new home. The current location was only supposed to be temporary when the archives were moved out of the State House in 1990.
Do you have plans to move the archives?
Not immediately. We're still here. And what we'd like to do is to make sure that while we are here in a downtown location, that we maximize the number of Rhode Islanders that are able to see these historic treasures. You know, I want to make sure that Rhode Islanders really have a sense of how wonderful our state history is. And there's a lot of interesting items in this particular exhibit. Curiosities, if you will. We've got great staff here. If people are really interested in a particular item, that are able to answer questions. It's a friendly staff, a very knowledgeable staff, and very proud of the collection that we have here in the State Archives. We also offer parking for 2 hours. We have 2-hour validated parking, so people are welcome to park and come in and see the exhibit.
The exhibit, Historic Odds, Ends, and Other Curiosities, is at the State Archives, 337 Westminster Street, Providence. It's free from now until August 31st. Validated parking is available at In-Town Parking next door. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.